Awesome. It's so good to see all your beautiful faces, beautiful smiles, celebrating God together. Isn't it a good thing we can just come together and celebrate God together with people that look different than us, maybe behave different than us, have different stories than us, but that's a good thing, right? My name's Obi Arellano. I'm a friend of East Lake Church. I know the lead pastors and a few other of the campus pastors. It's so good for me to be celebrating with you guys and sharing the message today. I can't believe that we're just 1 week away from Christmas. I mean, where has the year gone, right? I mean, first, you're thinking, oh, we got to get ready for Thanksgiving, and then Thanksgiving passes, and we're here in Christmas. It's a beautiful time of the year. It's the most beautiful time of the year, the most wonderful time of the year. How many of you guys actually enjoy the Christmas season? You guys enjoy the Christmas season? A lot of you guys, maybe most of you guys. The reality is that I know that it's not the most wonderful time of the year for everyone. It could be a hard time of year for some. How many of you guys love the Christmas music? I can't stand it, really, but I raise it to encourage you guys. You know, I can hear it once or twice, maybe in an event. At church, it's awesome, right, because we're singing together. But other than that, oh, my gosh, a lot of radio stations playing Christmas music nonstop hasta el Día de los Santos Reyes, de los Reyes Magos, and then they're done decorating. You know, there's a I've lived in Chicago for 25 years. I'm from Mexico, born in Durango, raised in Chicago, really, since I was 11 years old. And a part of Christmas, of the season of Christmas that I've loved, that I have loved, is driving around neighborhoods where every single house was decorated with Christmas lights. I mean, and decked out, they go all out. I feel like they save throughout the year so they can just cover their lights. Their houses with lights. I mean, and they choreograph it with music. They put speakers. It really is amazing. And there's some neighborhoods that they actually go into this competition to see which one is the best of the year. I love going into those neighborhoods in this Christmas time. It's just amazing. It gets me into the spirit of Christmas. That's one of the things that I've loved about Christmas. One thing that I've never liked about Christmas is the cold. The crazy cold. Now, you guys might not know what I'm talking about. I mentioned that I've lived in Chicago for 25 years. Chicago is brutally cold in the winters. I mean, it can get really cold. Here, this is like paradise weather. You guys don't know what cold is. Really. You know, last year, I'll tell you, it got to negative 40 once last winter. And negative 40 Celsius, Fahrenheit is the same, actually, number matches. That's a cold. There was a couple times last winter that it was the same weather, the same temperature that it was in Antarctica. Just to give you a feel, it just gets really cold. So that's one thing that I don't like about the Christmas season. Being in Chicago, you think you like the cold, you get tired of it a few years in. So actually, a confession to you guys, my wife and I have been a little jealous from people that live in this area, this Playas area, this Southern California area. You guys are living heavenly weather here, really. And we've actually been contemplating moving to this area for many years. And after many years, we finally decided to move. And we just got to Southern California just 2 weeks ago. So we're just brand new to this other. So it's awesome. Now thank you. Now, here's the crazy part. Now that I'm here enjoying this beautiful weather, I miss the cold. I miss the snow. I was like, oh, estoy bien loco. Like, who? Go figure. I just can't get myself to understand what's going on in my mind. But I guess just that's just how it is, right? Being there for most part of my life. Anyways, today we're going to be talking, going to the third part of this series called It's Time for Christmas, today we're going to be talking specifically on how it's time to capture the moment. It's about capturing the moment, being in the moment, not missing out of the season. So we'll be talking about that today. You know, when it comes to Christmas, there are three kinds of people. All right, there's the people that go through Christmas talking about the past. They They look back at the year, the Christmas season comes, and they think of the things that are missing, the lost, the people that they've lost, not just this year, but even previously. They think of the lamented gaps in their lives. And for some reason, the season of Christmas tends to bring all those hurt or pains, those feelings. It just that's just how it is. So people don't enjoy it as much because of that. There you go. See, the happy birthday, early birthday. Now, there are others of us that are the futurists that are always a step ahead, that they enjoy the time. You're always thinking of what's coming up, right? You like to plan your things, especially for all the festivities going on. You got things to do, right? We've got to go to the store. We've got to go Christmas shopping, get the wrapping paper, get all the gifts wrapped up. We've got to go to the next event, the next Christmas party. And you just enjoy that, the fast pace of the season. Always think of the next thing. And then there's others of us that will actually go through the Christmas season and we'll actually take time to hit the pause button and just enjoy the season, enjoy the time with family, not worried about the past. You live the past, not too worried about the future. Just you are in the moment. Because when we're not fully present, what's the alternative? We miss the moments, right? We miss the moments. And when we miss the moments, it creates this negative emotion, negative feeling called regret. You know, when you start thinking back and you start, you know, wishing that you had done something different or that you did something, you didn't do it the way that you wanted to do it in the first place, and it just leaves you with regret. The season comes and goes, and then you're just left, you know, longing for things that you missed in that time. Today we're going to look into a story in the New Testament of the Bible, and it will give us great insight into how not to miss the moment and be fully present. And this story is about Jesus visiting Mary and Martha, and when he visits them, one is totally dialed into Jesus being there, listening to him, and the other one is not. And just totally misses that opportunity to be with Jesus, to have Jesus in your house. Think about that. You get news that Jesus is going to visit you. What do you do? Right? What do you do? Here's a story of the things that can happen and the ways that we can react to that. So let's visit this story and then we'll unpack it together. We're going to be reading in Luke 10:38-42. So if you have your Bibles, make sure you open it. If you have your Bible app, open it there. We'll also have them on the screen here. It says this: as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all her preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." See, what we see here is one person winning the moment and the other one losing the moment, missing out on Jesus being in their home. So as we look at this passage, we're going to unpack four keys that will help us capture the moment and be in the moment. So first, to fully capture the moment, we must replace the urgent with the significant. So you can write that on your notes there. Replace the urgent with the significant. Now imagine, like I said a little bit ago, imagine if Jesus is coming to your house That's what happened to Mary and Martha. They got news that Jesus was going to visit them. And Martha was like, all right, we've got to get ready for Jesus. We've got to get ready for this guy that does miracles, the teaching guy. He's not only our friend, because they were friends, but he's now some kind of a celebrity. We got to welcome him the way he needs to be welcomed. And her sister Mary was like, all right, let's get ready. I know this is important, so I'll help you with whatever we need to get done. But when the moment comes, when Jesus comes knocking the door, you know, when he was there, that's when preparations had to stop and welcome him and be with him. And the story tells us in verse 39 that Mary sat with the Lord at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. From the get-go, we see that Martha understood, all right, he's here. I got to stop. I'm going to be fully present, listening to him. The urgent tasks had to stop. And Mary was able to sit with Jesus. Mary was able to connect and interact with him. She was at his feet listening to every word. She was engaging with Jesus in that moment. She didn't want to miss out. She was there. She was present. She was able to separate the urgent with the significant. She was able to separate that. In that moment when he came, she saw that. The verse, there's a verse that talks about being in the moment. Matthew wrote this specifically about the accounts of Jesus. During the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus says this in Matthew 6. He says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when they come up. You know, we can easily focus on the things that are going on right now. We can easily focus on the things that we still need to get done for Christmas next week. I'm sure that there's things in your mind for some of you. I still got to buy my mom, my sister, my kid a present. I still got to get ready for that dinner that we're going to have with my family. There's a bunch of stuff going on in our mind, right? There's time for us to focus in that. And we'll have that time so we can celebrate that with our families. We'll have that. But we can easily put that first. That becomes the urgent part, and we make that, and we make time for that before the significant, before the priority. And we have to make sure that we give time to what's significant in this season. And you may think, okay, what's significant? Well, your family is significant. Your kids, spend time with your kids. You know, that's significant. You know, give them opportunities to create memories that will go with them for their entire lives. You know, make moments with them. Be fully present with them. Spend time with your wife this time. That's important. That's significant. You know, go with her shopping. If there's still a thing to shopping to do, go to the mall with her, even though you might not like that much because it may take a little too long. Doesn't matter. That's important. That's significant. You know, make time with your, make time for your husband. You know, sit with him after church watching football or football, whichever you prefer, right? Football or football. You may not like it, but you know what? Those moments create experiences. And it creates something that we'll cherish and that will go with us. And it enhances our relationship. It strengthens our relationship with one another. We have to give priorities to that so we can create moments and be in the moment. That's what this whole season is all about. Being present, fully present with one another. And also, Jesus said, just a verse before the one I just read, he said, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. See, this applies perfectly for this season, because all these things that even that's mentioned in the verse, all these things, that's the urgent part. That's the things that need to get done. But Jesus is saying, but seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. I don't want you guys to miss out on that. I don't want you to miss out on the importance of what God has for you this season, this Christmas. That's God's kingdom for you. That's Jesus coming in a special way. He wants to do something not only in you, but through you as well. So don't miss out on what that may be. All right, so that's the first key this morning. We've got to replace the urgent with the significant, with what's important, if we don't want to miss the moment. The second key to capturing the moment and to not miss Christmas this year is to replace the physical preparations with spiritual preparations. Replace the physical preparations of Christmas, of everything that needs to get done this next week, with the spiritual preparations. See, we see in the story, Martha was so distracted. You know, the dinner had to get done. Las tortillas tenían que estar bien calentadas, los tamales envueltos, right? There were things that needed to get done. And she was focusing those preparations. But there was a time to stop. And Mary chose that. Yeah, she ended up making her sister mad because she didn't help. She didn't stick around in the kitchen to help. But there's time that things need to get done, even if they don't get finished. I know for some people, they're like, oh, that needs to get done. No, there's time to stop. There's time to prepare. And of course, let's make the most of the time that we have to prepare. But when the time to stop comes, let's let go and actually be in the moment. Be present when those moments arrive. You might be asking, okay, what are those moments? Okay, how do I identify a moment? How do I know when to stop or what to stop from doing whatever? How do I define a moment? Well, a moment is when something would happen or can happen, or an opportunity that can enhance your relationship with God and with others. When something that can help you strengthen your relationship with God and with one another, with those that you love. And that's the essence of the story that we see here between Mary and Martha and Jesus. Preparations needed to stop, and Mary chose what was better. Now, again, Martha missed out on an opportunity to interact with Jesus, to really be there, to enhance her relationship with Jesus and even with her sister. They could have had some awesome stories about how they both interacted with Jesus in that moment. But now the way Martha's going to remember that is that her sister didn't help and that she ruined the evening because Jesus got there and the tortillas weren't done, the food wasn't done, el pozole no se terminó, right? That's going to be her story when Mary's going to be like, man, I enjoyed the moment so much because Jesus was here and I made time for him. And that's awesome. You know, this reminds me of those moments that we could miss during Christmas. Every year, my entire family gets together at my parents' house. And I have 5 siblings, all with kids, all married. And we get together every year with their spouses and their children at my mom's house. And it just gets pretty crazy. It's just an awesome celebration. We've done this ever since I can remember, really. And every year, we open presents at midnight Christmas morning. I don't know if you guys do that here, but midnight comes, and that's when we start opening presents. We're so impatient, we don't want to wait until Christmas morning to do that. Midnight comes, we start opening presents. But the moment that we start opening presents, one of my sisters becomes immediately the trash manager. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Anybody of those trash managers in Christmas here this morning? Yeah, when the present starts to be unwrapped and the paper comes off, the kids just throw it one way, and the ribbon goes the other way, the bow goes another way, and one person goes, grabs a large garbage bag, comes and starts grabbing everything and putting it in the bag, right? They become the trash managers. That's just how they're wired. They like things neatly. They're the mess managers. Well, that's my sister. My older sister, she is the mess manager. And I was thinking about that. For like her, she's a mess manager. She actually, in those moments when her kids and even her family is opening presents and enjoying, you know, the surprise of something that you've been waiting for so long. They're just, there's an expression that kids make or that family makes, right, that you don't want to miss. She may be missing on those special moments. Why? Because she's too worried picking up all those, the garbage and the gift wrapping and the ribbons and putting in the bag. She could be like Martha. That's how Martha, I'm sure that that's who Martha was doing on Christmas morning. If she was here today, she would be the trash manager. And a lot of us can be a lot like that and miss on those special moments. And the Apostle Paul, he talks about being in the moment. In the letter that he wrote to Christ followers in Colossians, he says, Colossians 3:2, actually we read that in the moment of worship today, don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorb with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert with what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. And I like how this gives us two choices. That's a wonderful thing that we get from scriptures. There's always choices that we have and that we see in the stories. Always it compares and contrasts. You can be alert around Christ this week because Christmas is coming just a week away, right? We can be so focused on Jesus. But you can also have your eyes to the ground, looking at things that is right in front of you, getting busy with the things that need to get done. We can always be doing one thing or another. You can be focused on the things on earth, or you can be focused on the things of heaven. So what are you battling for this week? What's fighting for your time? What's fighting for your attention this week? At some point, those physical preparations need to stop. And at some point, we have to focus on our spiritual preparation for the coming of Christ, for the celebration of the birth of the Savior, of our lives, of the world. And we have to open our hearts, we have to open our minds to what Jesus wants to do in our lives, in your lives. We have to be expecting of something special, because God wants to do something special in you. God wants to do. You may not think you deserve it, but trust me, he wants to. He wants to work in your life. He wants to use you to be a blessing to those that don't know Jesus. And he has something special for us. We need to be preparing ourselves, preparing our hearts and mind for that. So that's the second point. The first, replace the urgent with the significant. Then replace the physical preparations with the spiritual preparations. The third, we have to replace self-absorption with personal reflection. Now, if you look in the story, it says that Martha initiates the contact, the conversation with Jesus regarding this interaction here. It says, Martha tells Jesus, "Don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." I can almost hear Jesus be like, Martha, you're too worried and upset by so many things, but only one thing is needed. Martha was focused on the external things. Jesus was focused on the internal things. You know, Martha was focused on what was pressing, what needed to get done that very minute. And Jesus wanted her to be focused on what was important in that moment. And what Martha needed, she didn't need a new sister to help her get the job or the work done. She didn't need that. She needed a new Martha, a new self, a new perspective. That's what she needed. And Christmas is kind of like that. You know, Jesus visits us, and we get caught up on everything that is going on. We get caught up on all the preparations that we need to do. We get caught up on all the urgencies, just like Martha. But what Jesus really wants to do is that he wants to talk to us. He wants to talk to you. He wanted to talk to Martha, just have a conversation, have a time with her, and tells her, Martha, Martha, you're just too worried and upset about what you're doing right now. But there's only one thing that is needed. You know, he gave Martha a reality. He opened her eyes. He gave her the gift of reality. And more than anything, what Jesus wanted in that moment, and even wants for us, is that he wants people to have the truth of what is important when he's there. What Martha needed wasn't her sister to help her. He just needed a new heart, a new perspective on what he was doing in that moment. You know what you need this Christmas? You don't need the new shiny toy. You don't need the new technology phone or whatever that is. It's popular right now. You don't need something that you've been desiring for so long, that whatever it is that you've been wanting. What we need this Christmas is a new heart. What we need is a new heart. I need a new heart. You need a new heart. I can't become the man that I can be, that God wants me to be, if I stay the same. If I don't, if I'm not open to change. You can't become the woman that God wants you to be, created you to be, if you remain the same. We have to be open to the changes that God wants to do in our lives. So you might be thinking, okay, how do we do that? How can be open to that? How can we change? What does that involve? You know, it involves, first of all, personal reflection. We can start there. Start analyzing ourselves, looking into ourselves, and look at our motives, our intentions. In Lamentations 3:40, we read this. It says, let's take a good look at the way we're living and reorder our lives under God. Let's take a good look at the way we're living and reorder our lives under God. And one way to personal reflection is just looking inside of us. And that's what Jesus had Martha do in that moment when he said that. Jesus wants the same for us. He wants us to give him our full attention. He wants us to surrender our lives to him. He wants us to be there when he's there. When he's visiting us, he wants us to be there. He wants to transform us. And he wants for us to give him the priority in our lives. And when we do that, just everything changes. The way we see the world changes. The way we live changes. The way that we help others find their way back to God. Like all that, when we can just reorder our lives under God's priority. And that's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus comes to do in this Christmas time. All right, so we've got to replace self-absorption. Just not worry about us and replace that with personal reflection, with what God wants about us. The final key, if we're going to capture the moment this Christmas, we've got to replace the superficial with the supernatural. Replace the superficial this Christmas, this week, with the supernatural. You know, in the coming days, there are going to be moments that you have opportunities to enhance your relationship with God. There's going to be moments where you can enhance your relationship with others. There's going to be moments for you to prepare for the celebration that you may be doing next week during Christmas with your family. And those moments will boil down to choices. How can we enhance our relationship with God and with others? And you choose one thing or another. Because choices really, they flow out of our convictions, our beliefs, our values. And your convictions and values form a lifestyle. My prayer for you this Christmas is that you may consider a lifestyle change. A realignment from the superficial to a little deeper to the supernatural stuff that God can do and wants to do in your lives. look at the story again. Jesus describes Mary to her sister Martha by saying, Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Mary was going to live that moment whenever Jesus carried on with his journey. She was not going to have a regret of that moment. A regret of actually staying in the kitchen or wherever helping her sister Martha. And Mary did. And I don't want you guys to live this Christmas season with regret. I want you guys to experience the fullness of everything that God wants to do in you and through you this Christmas season. You know, I don't want you guys to live with regret, wishing that you had done something differently or engaged God or people differently as you head into the new year. God is concerned about you, about your relationship with Him. He wants it to be stronger. He wants you not to be distracted like Martha was. And He wants the expression of your relationship with Him to be shown as you relate with other people as well. And that reveals your relationship with Him. Listen to what Jeremiah says, Jeremiah 9:23-24. He says, listen intently to God speaking. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in this I delight. And the bottom line to Christmas is that this Christmas is your need to understanding and knowing God better. If there's anything that we can take away from the Christmas season, and not just this season, but everyone, is that we need to get to know God better. That's why He sent Jesus to us, so we can get to know God through Jesus. And if you don't understand God, if you don't know Jesus yet, well, you know what? You have an opportunity to take your first step in your faith journey to get to know Him, to open your hearts to Him and let Him come into your life. And if you already know Him, maybe you've been a Christian for a while now. Well, man, this is an opportunity for you to get to know Him better, for you to grow deeper in your relationship with Him. We all can take next steps in our relationship with Him. So that's one thing. The other thing is that God wants us to love what He loves in Christmas. You know, God loves kindness. God loves compassion. In fact, the word justice, as we read in Jeremiah there in the Old Testament, it means compassion. God loves compassion. He loves righteousness, choosing the right thing. And He says right there, for in these things I delight. He would love for us to act in kindness, in justice, and in righteousness in our lives. We have to make room in our lives this Christmas for God to do what He wants to do in our lives. We have to give Him room for that supernatural to happen. But we have to be intentional. We're not going to miss this moment for this week. We've got to replace the urgent with the significant. We have to stop going 100 miles per hour with physical preparations. We have to begin the process of spiritual preparation in our lives. We've got to try to get out of our self-absorption and focus on ourselves only and start personally reflecting on what God is doing in your life and wants to do in your life. And if we're going to move from the superficiality of Christmas into truly the natural realm, we have to allow Jesus to come and do what He wants to do and be expectant of that. That's the essence of Christmas. So if we're going to do that really quick here, as I get ready to wrap up, we got to learn from Mary. Learn what she did to not miss the presence, God's presence, and not miss the purpose of the moment that she had with Jesus when He came to visit. How not to miss the moments. Mary didn't miss the moment. There are three quick things that she did that connected her to Jesus, and the things that we can do this Christmas season. First is to simply sit And that means slow down. Just slow down a bit. You got to slow down to be in the moment. Not just physically from running around, but also slow your mind. Sometimes our minds are racing. Slow your spirit. Calm yourself emotionally, relationally. Slow yourself down and start seeing our experiences with a new filter. To connect with God, connect with people in a fuller and a better way. Second, Matthew writes about Mary's interaction with Jesus, and he says that Mary listened to Jesus, and that simply means one way that we can do that is be open. Be open to what God may be telling us. Be open to what God may want to do in our lives. When we listen, we're open to what he has to say. When we listen, we're open to whatever he wants to do in you, in us. Let's be open. And third, we need to choose what is better. That simply is don't miss the moment. The most significant part of Mary's interaction with Jesus is that Jesus affirmed her behavior. And if Jesus affirmed that behavior of her, he will definitely affirm it for you as well. Mary chose what is better. Let's not miss the moment of Jesus. So, in a battle for your moment, for this moment, in a battle for the focus of your time and your mind, let's be intentional to make the necessary changes to give priority to Jesus. Let's be intentional to make God, to make Jesus a part of our celebration this season. Would you do that? Would you close your eyes? Will you bow your heads with me? As I finish this talk, I want you just to take a moment and create this moment for you and God, just between you and God right now, just a few moments. Jesus is visiting us right now. And the Bible says that where two or three people are together in his name, there he is there among them. And he is here right now. This morning, God has slowed you down. This morning, you're listening and you're ready and you're open. You're open to what he wants to say, he wants to do in a fresh way. Maybe you're here this morning and you've never opened your heart to Jesus. Maybe a step for you, something that you can say this morning, a prayer for you. Is first, you know, Jesus said this, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and you open the door, I will come in and be with you and fellowship with you. And if that's you, you may want to say to Jesus right now a prayer like this. You may say, Jesus, I'm ready. I'm ready to choose what is better. I choose you today. I want you to come into my life and make me the person that you created me to be. Thank you for coming to earth and on Christmas time. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and for forgiving me of my past mistakes and my past sins. Make me the person that you want me to be this Christmas. And if some of you are here this morning and you need to renew your commitment to Jesus, maybe you can say something to Jesus like this. Jesus, I want to know you in a deeper way. I want to reconnect with you again. Deeply, so would you speak to me? Would you guide me in this journey? Would you give me the courage to pause and connect with you more and connect with other people that I love? And for all of us, Lord, I pray, I thank you for everyone, for giving us an opportunity to just be here and hear from you, from your word. An opportunity to enjoy each other as a church family that we are. I pray that we wouldn't miss this moment. Thank you for coming to this world as Jesus almost 2,000 years ago. And I pray that God, as we go into this next week, that you can open our eyes to the things that you are doing, not only in our lives, but around us. And help us, just give us the courage to take those steps that we need to be fully present in the moment. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen. Amen.